2.
Dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. The job I have is not so bad. I run the planetarium equipment 5 days a week at the Science Museum. The greatest compliment I ever got was after a field trip in a room full of shouting teenagers. The teacher came over to me and said, "That was fantastic and so informative. Are you an astronomer? Did you study this?" I wanted to say yes, actually, but I told her the truth and I said, "No, I'm a multimedia technology specialist," which maybe doesn't sound as bad as having to say, "Why, yes, I am an astronomer. I have a degree in rocket science, and now I press buttons for birthday parties." Okay, that's not very nice, but I just can't help it. I wish I were up there and not down here. Not that I think up there is any greater. I mean, you know, you're very limited. It's not like you can go for walks outside. You're stuck in a little craft with a bunch of other people. And as an introvert, that doesn't appeal to me. But I guess what interests me about space is the vastness of it. This is also actually terrifying to me. Just thinking about it gives me horrible vertigo. But the vastness, like, what is out there? And not what is out there like X-Files aliens, but what is in the space between everything that there is? It's gravity and mass and density, but is completely invisible. The thing that fascinates me in space is also what I find utterly terrifying. With gravity on Earth, you fall down. Here, you know where the bottom is when you hit it. But up there, nothing. You don't fall down, up, sideways. There's no such thing as falling at all because you're floating. There's nothing to touch. You can't even bounce off the surface of a planet. It doesn't work like it looks like it does in the pictures. I know that it doesn't. I might only be a projectionist, but I have a basic concept of how physics works. I guess I love it, despite the absolute fear, because it makes me feel so very tiny. Down here, I also feel tiny, but I feel tiny among things that are not any different in scale. Why should I feel small next to something that is no taller than me? So if I'm going to feel small, if I'm going to feel like a speck of dust, then I'd rather it be out there, a speck of stardust, floating with no chance of falling ever.